Campaign rallies and town hall meetings featuring a presidential primary candidate have been a near daily occurrence in the Granite State for the past few months. Behind the scenes, running these events and the planning that goes into them is no easy task. Chris Malloy has been busy this primary season. His company, Chris Malloy Events, has planned and run campaign events for Hillary Clinton, Chris Christie, and Ted Cruz, and others. He joins us now as part of our Backstage series, featuring the people and places behind the scenes of the 2016 New Hampshire primary. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in. You spent a day recently running two events for Hillary Clinton, two events in one day, a town hall meeting in Nashua in the morning and then a rally at a farm in Hopkinton. Can you give us a sense of what that day was like?
Sure. We did the exact same thing for her the previous week, where she had a town hall event in the morning and then an afternoon event at her home.
Is this somewhat rally like you would do for maybe a band where you have an advanced crew go in and set something up and another crew is packing up the old event?
Yeah, that's a lot like it. I think if you were to compare those two, that the political work is just in its nature much more high profile. You know, typically when we do our work, when the candidate's there, we might have 25 different national news outlets there from all over the country, and in some cases, as you get closer to the primary, all over the world. And so it's a lot shorter of a notice. That the show only lasts about 20 minutes. It's extremely high profile, and high pressure, and then it all disappears.
I imagine there's a lot of last minute changes to different plans and different itinerary that come in.
Yeah, I mean the nature of these political campaigns are they're last minute in general. So your best case scenario is you might get a week that you know that they're coming to the state, and then it starts out with a scouting location, and then all of the logistics to make that location work. If there's permits, and then of course getting everything ready to look right for the media and for the attendees. And a bunch of the troubleshooting stuff, like we need to black out a window because the light is coming in. So we have to have a way to cover up certain things in a non-intrusive way because we're guests at these town halls and these 100-year-old places all over New Hampshire. So you've got to come up with troubleshooting measures that of just things you can never see until you're there and it happens.
Yeah, I think we sometimes wonder about these town hall events. Is it just somebody walking into a hall somewhere and grabbing a PA mic? But there's so much more to it. I mean, there's staging, there's lighting, there's of course, there's you've got to have areas for the press. I mean, there's an awful lot to it.
Sure, there absolutely is. There is all the hardware that you mentioned, all the functional stuff. So you need you do need some staging for the press. They just need to be able to film over people. They need to be able to see people. So we have lighting. They need to be able to hear the candidates and the questions. So there's sound. But of course, the bigger audience is not just the 200 or 300 people in the room. It's what that event lives on forever in the media.
They're playing to the cameras.
I think that's a fair statement. That's a big part of what we do, is to make sure that both of those needs are met. But ultimately, there's a lot more eyeballs on all of those media outlets.
How much of what you do is designing for a particular event? I mean, how much input do you get from the campaign, and how much of that is your doing?
That depends. In some cases, we do provide input and say, this is what we've seen in the past, or maybe we can do this. Other times, it's just our job to execute it. So they say, we just want a flag back there. We don't care how you do it, and we don't want to know what you got to do it, but just that's what we want, so get it done.
Make it happen on time.
Yeah, and so we've played both roles, and both are fun.
You actually have some experience in politics yourself, Chris. You served one term as a state representative. What do you enjoy about doing this kind of behind-the-scenes work in politics as opposed to actually being a member?
I still enjoy politics. I still read about it. And it's probably one of the reasons that we're taking such a big swing at the ball this year with the New Hampshire primaries is that professionally we are set up to do it. But personally, I do enjoy it. And it's New Hampshire, and that's where I'm from. So it's a real sense of pride that this is happening in our state. And for what I do and for what I want to do, which is political production, there's not a better opportunity in the entire country right now.
Chris Malloy of Chris Malloy Events. Thanks so much for a look behind the scenes.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Rick. And don't forget to vote next February.